I do, to an extent. And one of the other things, I think it was a collective sort of thing at the Anaconda Company. If you want to break a neighborhood, where does everybody go in the neighborhood? Well, they go to the neighborhood store. So you target, that's the first person you'd approach. You'll go to the guy that runs the grocery store, and it's the only grocery store within two or three blocks because everybody had their own. If you can make him an offer and close him down or buy him out and move him out, then people tend to migrate out of their neighborhood and they have to go someplace else. And now you're, instead of walking across the street to a grocery store, you have to go, which wasn't, I mean, they were all over the place, but now you have to go three blocks this way. Well, what if you target that grocery store? And, you know, the churches or the other social organizations, if you can, maybe people don't want to move out of the neighborhood, but if you take away the stores or the drug stores or things like that first, then it kind of makes it a little more direct where, well, now it's creating a hardship on this neighborhood. And I really think there was kind of a consensus where it was almost a game plan to do that. And whether they did anything illegal to do it, nah, I don't know. But but at least that would be kind of immoral to do. To,
I was going to say, don't you consider that immoral?
Yes, very much so. You know, and actually there was a drugstore, general store, that I still remember the building as we went on East Mercury Street. And the guy, he did sell out of the neighborhood, but he knew how to bargain with the Anaconda Company. And it's a two-story building, and it's actually out on Continental Drive now. And he basically told the company, yes, I'll sell out, but you will provide all the moving, you will provide the cement, you will build the foundations, you will build it to my specifications. And whether it was right or wrong, he at least made the company pay to get him out of the neighborhood. And again, you know, that's my thought, is that illegal, maybe not, but I believe they knew that if you could take away that little secure area of the neighborhood, get rid of those grocery stores, you know, the Catholic Church at the time had a lot of churches and not a lot of money. If you can get the diocese to close the church or interact some way, close the social club, you tend to break up that neighborhood. And I do believe that was pretty active.